Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. Wind is one of Allah's signs in this great universe upon which human life depends. It invigorates and energizes and provides determination after apathy. Through its presence, humans gain strength after weakness and relaxation after constriction. Reflecting upon it deepens one's faith in their Lord, recognizing that He is the Creator and Sovereign over all things, and that there is no rightly worshipped deity except Him. Wind is a sign in both the earth and in the heavens. Allah Almighty has sworn by it in His book, and indeed every oath that Allah Almighty takes in His book is great. And indeed it is an oath if you could know most great. Allah the Exalted can take an oath by whatever He wishes of His creation and signs, which He has made lessons and examples for those of understanding. It is evidence against and regret for everyone heedless of them, who do not remember Allah through them nor return to Him by reflecting upon them. And how many a sign within the heavens and earth do they pass over while they therefrom are turning away? And most of them believe not in Allah except while they associate others with Him. Allah the Exalted has sworn by this great sign four times in His noble book. He says, "By those winds sent forth in gusts, and the winds that blow violently, and by the winds that spread clouds." And He says, "By the wind scattering dust, dispersing it." The wind, which Allah Almighty directs as He wills, is obedient to Him, exalted is He. Merely says to it, "Be," and it is, submitting to its creator and administrator. Just as the heavens and earth have submitted to Him, exalted and praised be He. Then He directed Himself to the heaven while it was smoke and said to it and to the earth, "Come into being willingly or by compulsion." They said, "We have come willingly." Indeed, Allah Almighty has made the movement of the winds among the signs for people who reason. Winds can be cold or hot, coming from the south or east, north or west, stirring clouds and merging them together, forming them into stacked layers from which rain emerges. Winds pollinate plants and are a source of power for electricity and windmills, and the movement of ships and airplanes. Yet all of that does not detract from it being one of the signs of Allah Almighty, and a platform for thought and reflection upon the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that Allah has created. So it is astonishing to see that some Muslims have reached intellectual lows, whereby they have been deceived by the studies, beliefs, cultures that have nothing to do with Islam. They view natural phenomena and natural disasters, including their origin, cause, and how they are dealt with, purely from a materialistic perspective. On the other hand, there are some from non-Islamic backgrounds who recognize that these matters are not entirely attributable to nature, neither their beginning nor their ending, and that these winds have a wisdom and a wise arranger who knows while they do not know. Some dedicate lifetimes unlocking the mysteries of the wind. In the end, it is clear that the wind is limited to one of four states, either still, gently moving, stormy, or devastating. It amazes them when they learn that the Book of Allah, exalted be He, explained these four categories of wind in this order over 15 centuries ago, during the era of an illiterate community that neither read nor wrote. Allah the Exalted said about the still wind, and of His signs are the ships in the sea, like mountains. If He willed, He could still the wind, and they would remain motionless on its surface. Indeed, in that are signs for everyone patient and grateful. As for the gentle and the stormy winds, Allah Almighty has mentioned them, saying, "It is He who enables you to travel on land and sea, until when you are in ships, and they sail with them by a good wind, and they rejoice therein. There comes a storm wind, and the waves come upon them from every place, and they expect to be engulfed. The waves reach heights that rise above the ships with overwhelming speed. whereby it previously seemed impossible for a gentle wind to transform into a stormy wind. And as for the devastating wind, they are called names such as cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes, and whirlwinds. They form vertically towards the sky, and over the sea they lead to towering waves, destroying ships and causing them to sink. Sometimes the whirlwinds may contain fire, such as a fire whirl or fire tornadoes. However, them not having fire is more common, Allah the Exalted says. Would one of you like to have a garden of palm trees and grapevines, under which rivers flow, in which he has from every fruit? But he is afflicted with old age and has weak offspring, and it is hit by a whirlwind containing fire and is burned. Thus does Allah make clear to you his verses that you might give thought. The wind is one of Allah's troops, serving as a mercy to his believing servants and as good tidings before his mercy. Wind drives heavy clouds, and Allah directs it to a parched land to rejuvenate it, benefiting many animals and people. Wind is a blessing for the believers and one of the troops of the Lord of the worlds, exalted be He, when He sends it against their adversaries and those who transgress against them. During the Battle of the Trench in the 5th year of Hijrah, Allah Almighty sent a cold wind on a dark night against the Confederates who had gathered to fight the Muslims in Medina. It uprooted the disbelievers' tents, extinguished their fires, and overturned their cooking pots, which was among the reasons for their retreat and defeat. On that day, the Prophet ﷺ said, I was granted victory with As-Sabah, and Ad was destroyed by Ad-Dabur. As-Sabah is the easterly wind, and Ad-Dabur is the wind that blows from the west. Allah Almighty said about them, O you who have believed, remember the favor of Allah upon you when armies came to you, and we sent upon them a wind and armies you did not see, and ever is Allah of you what you do seeing. The wind is also among the signs of his prophethood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslim narrated from Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey and was near Medina, a strong wind blew so intensely it could bury the riders. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wind has been sent down to the death of a hypocrite. When he arrived in Medina, a notorious hypocrite named Rafi'a bin Zayd bin Thabut had died. Sometimes winds come as a punishment and other times as mercy. It is authentically reported that when it was a windy or cloudy day, the concern could be seen on his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, and he would pace back and forth. And when it rained, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pleased, and that concern would leave him. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, asked him about it, and he said, I feared it might be a punishment inflicted upon my community. So be conscious of Allah and reflect upon Allah's signs in this existence. Offer acts of obedience and do not be heedless. How great and magnificent is this religion, and how spanning and comprehensive it is. It warns against all evil and guides towards all good. Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and there is not a bird that flaps its wings in the sky, but that he had given us some knowledge about it. And indeed, some polytheists said to Salman, may Allah be pleased with him, your prophet taught you about everything, even excreting. So Salman said, yes, he prohibited us from facing the Qibla when excreting and urinating. In our noble law, there is guidance on how to deal with winds. It is authentically reported that when wind blew, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, O Allah, I ask you for the good of it, for the good of what it contains, and for the good of what it is sent with. I seek refuge in you from the evil of it, from the evil of what it contains, and from the evil that it is sent with. It was his guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a rainy day or cold windy night, his caller would announce, pray in your dwellings. Scholars have mentioned that it is permissible to combine prayers during intensely cold winds, and they have advised against urinating against the wind to prevent impurities from coming back on oneself. This is our religion. This is our Sharia. Allah Almighty said, It is your Lord who drives the ship for you through the sea, that you may seek of his bounty. Indeed, he is ever to you merciful. And when adversity touches you at sea, lost are all those you invoke except for him. But when he delivers you to the land, you turn away from him. And ever is man ungrateful. Then do you feel secure that instead he will not cause a part of the land to swallow you or send against you a storm of stones? Then you would not find for yourselves an advocate. Or do you feel secure that he will not send you back into the sea another time and send you upon you a hurricane of wind and drown you for what you denied? Then you would not find for yourselves against us an avenger. May Allah Almighty make us among those who reflect and ponder upon his signs and increase us in iman and conviction. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.